Drosha for Parshas Ekev, Tavshin Samach Gimel. Vatomer Tzion Ozovani Hashem, Vahashem Shechani. And Tzion said that God has forsaken me, and God has forgotten me. The Gemara in Brachas comments on the beginning of our Haftorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Jewish people, I have created all of the myriad of stars and constellations only for your sake, and you say that I have forsaken you and forgotten you? Hatishkach isha ula, is it possible for a woman to forget her child? Can I forget the olos, elim, the sacrifices that you sacrificed before me in the desert? So the Jewish people said to God, if there is no forgetting then in front of your throne, maybe you will not forget our sin of the golden calf. To this God answers, Gam eile tishkachachna. Eile, which hints to Eile Elohecha Yisrael, this is your God, O Israel, which the Jewish people said by the sin of the golden calf. Gam eile tishkachachna. Eile can be forgotten. So the Jewish people rejoined, if you can forget the sin of the golden calf, maybe you'll forget also the fact that we accepted the Torah. And God answers, Va'anochi lo eshkachech. But Anochi, which hints to Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the beginning of the Aseres HaDibros, that I will not forget. Hagon Rebor Sorotskin, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, my Rebbe and Mori, tells the Rosh Yeshiva, explains in his Sefer Habina Vahabrocha, that the idea here is the following. Sin is only an incidental thing and has no real substance to it, and therefore it can be forgotten. But mitzvahs create a substantive existence. They are real. They are eternal. And therefore, the acceptance of the Torah cannot be forgotten. The connection to the Sedra is that in the Sedra, it mentions the sin of the golden calf, and it also mentions remembering the giving of the Torah, where we stood at Sinai. So the Haftorah, which hints to both of these things, the sin of the golden calf and Maimed Har Sinai, are mentioned specifically in the Sedra, hence a connection between the Haftorah and the Sedra. I was thinking to explain this in a little bit different way. First, we have to understand why God only answered the Jewish people on the forgetting and not on the forsaking. God speaks about how he can't forget us, but the Jewish people said that he forsook us. Why doesn't God relate to the fact that he didn't forsake us? There's a medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah that says the following, Simeni kachosam al libecha, put me as a seal on your heart. Kechosam al zroecha, like a seal on your arm. Omer le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said to the Jewish people, Lo atem velo nevi'achem sho'altem kehogen. Neither you nor your prophets have asked properly. Shemelech basar v'dam over va'atora nofeles mi'al rosho utznif malucha mi'alecha. A king can walk by with wearing royal garments and they can fall off. The Ezekahugan, what would have been more proper? Hadoh dechsev hein al kapayim chakosich chomosayich negdi tamid. God says, I have put you in the palms of my hand. The Jewish people are like God's palms. Kishem sheyefshar la'adam lishkoach kapos yodov, just like a person can't forget and forsake his hands, they're connected to him all the time. Kach gam eile tishkochach navalon onochi lo shkochei. That's why I won't forget you. It's impossible for me to forsake you because you are part and parcel of me. The idea being to develop this idea further, the connection between the Jewish people and God is not an external connection, but Chelek Hashem Amo. God and the Jewish people and the Torah form one entity. And therefore, when we accepted the Torah, we became one with God. And this is the bris that God made with us that is impossible to abrogate. That's what it says, Hatishkach isha ula. Is it possible for a woman to forget her child? It's talking when the child is mamish in her, part of her body, Uber Yerech Imo, the embryo is part of the woman herself, and therefore it's impossible to forget it, and it's also impossible to leave it and forsake it. And therefore, even though the sin of the golden calf can be forgotten, because that is only an external action, but the intrinsic, essential connection that we have through the giving of the Torah, of Anochi, can never be abrogated, because at that point we became a connection to God Himself. Therefore, it says in Yalkut Shimoni, Rebbe Omer, Turumamnin b'nei Turamnin, you are complainers, the sons of complainers. Adam Harishon Osuk Oz Imo, Lasos Lo Ezer, I was busy preparing a helpmate for Adam Harishon. He complained that the woman that I gave him caused him to sin. Af Yaakov, similarly, Yaakov Avinu, also came. He did the same thing. I'm busy making his son the second in command in Egypt. And he complains that the God's ways are hidden from me, and he's complaining about the fact that his son is not around. The humis af tzion kach. So too the Jewish people are similar. Oz ani osuk ima lahavir malchus harvius. I am busy trying to get rid of the fourth empire. The himisraemis, and she's complaining. Lefonai the omeris ozavani vishrechani, and she complains that I forsook her and forgot her. The idea being that even when it appears that God is bringing calamity to the Jewish people, but since He can't forget us and He can't forsake us, we are part and parcel of His plan for creation and for the culmination of history, even these, in the end, are a representation of our intrinsic, inseparable connection to God. And that is the connection to the Sedra too. V'hoya ekev tishma'un. If in the end you will listen to me, you accepted my Torah and you'll fulfill the Torah, then v'shomer Hashem l'choes habris v'esachesed. Ultimately, God will guard the bris, that covenant, which is unbreakable, and the chesed that He will do for you, because God and the Jewish people are totally inseparable, and hence God can never forget us.